Hallelujah.
Yes, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. It's good to be in the house of the Lord tonight. Acts chapter 17. Thank you, Lord. Sure was Wednesday today, I'll say that. My. Went to the office at for service. And a lot of times I like to read and, you know, see what the Lord has me to maybe change or something. He leads me a different way. Seems to do that pretty frequent right in the office there before I come out here. But this time it was just, I don't know, I just started praying. I had to, I don't know if you have this too, you just got to unload something. You don't know how to do it. You can't do it. That's the point. So you get down and you begin to pray and get into the Spirit and let Him go ahead and take all that off you. It's because, Lord, as a minister, you know, I don't want none of me in this. I need to get me out. You know, some of you might feel, you know what it feels like. You've been there. You might be there now. I don't know. That's why we come and get prayed up for church. That's Amen. The point. Not just here to occupy a seat. We're here to get in the Spirit. But just imagine being a preacher and having to do that. You know, you don't want to bring that stuff up. You know, just as much. We should be just as diligent, though. I don't care where you are serving the Lord. You should never take a day on like that. Get in the Spirit. If I go to work, let me do it in the Spirit. If I say hi to somebody, God, let me do it in the Spirit. Hallelujah. I believe there's a walk for a Christian like that. I do. I think we can be in the Spirit at all times. I don't think we have to come in the flesh. Actually, I think we're the only reason we ever do. God never designed us that way. He designed us to be in the Spirit. He's even got a body ready for us to live in the Spirit at all times. So, that's what I'm living for. Amen. Acts 17, verse 22. And Paul stood in the midst of Mars Hill and said, "Men, ye men of Athens, I perceive that in all things you are too superstitious. For as I passed by and beheld your devotions, I found an altar with the inscription to the unknown God. Whom therefore you ignorantly worship, him declare I unto you. God that made the world and all that things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands, neither is worshipped with men's hands, as though he needed anything, seeing he giveth to all life and breath and all things, and hath made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on the face, man, he says that word all a lot, don't he? To dwell on all the face of the earth, and hath determined the things, times before appointed, and the bounds of their habitation, that they should seek the Lord, if haply they might feel after him, and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. For in him we live, and move, and have our being, as certain also of your own prophets have said, for we are also his offspring. For as much then as we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the Godhead is like unto gold or silver or stone graven by art and man's device. And the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent, because he hath appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men, and that he hath raised him from the dead. And when they heard of the resurrection of the dead, some mocked, and others said, We will hear thee again of this manner. So Paul departed from among them. Howbeit certain men clave unto him, and believed, among the which were Dionysus, the Areopagite, and a woman named Damaris, and others with him. I like to preach. We're still on the original has returned. God is no longer winking. God is no longer winking. Let's bow our heads. As I trust that you're in the Spirit tonight, let's drop everything else of the world and even our obligations, our livelihood, our own desires. Can we put all that aside now? As we approach the Word of God, let us give it full preeminence. Say, Lord, whatever you have for me tonight, feed my soul with the Word. I need a fresh dose of manna. Would that be you, Christian friend? God bless you tonight. Come expecting to hear from Him now. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, thank you again for assembling us together, not just haphazard, Lord, or just religious, as many are tonight, Lord. They're having their soup suppers and their free meals and maybe even a church service, but God, where are you in all of that? We don't come for those things. We don't come to see one another, Lord. We come as Christians expecting to see You, Father. You said if two or three would gather, You'd be here, Lord. And we come with that expectation. Lord Jesus, open our eyes. Get our dull senses awakened, Father, that we can see the time that we live in, that we could redeem tonight, knowing that tomorrow might not get here, Father. Whatever You'd have, Lord, we're here to hear from the Word of God, to receive it and to absorb it into our souls. And may it mold us, Lord, from the vile things that we were today and make us into the glory of God that we ought to be. Forgive us, Lord, of our sins. Wash us by Thy blood. We come through faith in that blood that the Holy Spirit is well pleased with us because we've repented of our ways. We've made it right and we've accepted the atonement for our souls. Lord, and also not only forgiveness, but Lord, there's all kinds of blessings in there. And we come expecting the Word of God to have preeminence tonight. Heal us that are sick. Save us that are lost or might be confused. In any stronghold of the devil, I pray that tonight the Word of God would destroy his works and that You would be glorified in every life that's here. We commit this service into Your hands. God, I give my voice to You. May You speak through it, Lord. I can't help these people, but I know You can. You've never failed me yet. Speak to our hearts tonight and make us just like You, we pray. In Jesus Christ's name we ask it. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. I just have a real strong stirring in the Spirit tonight. I feel that He is here. I believe He's leading me down this line of thought. And it does a couple things to me. It begins to stir my soul up. It begins me to realize the time that we're living in. We're watching the Prime Minister of Israel come to our nation and try to get it stirred up to set up what the prophet told us 50 years ago would happen, that the Scriptures declared would happen over 2,500 years ago when Daniel said they'll make a league with Israel, with all the nations of the world, and in the midst of the tribulation, they'll break it. Come on now. And we look at all these things that's going on, and what should it do to the Christian? It ought to encourage us that our redemption draweth nigh. The Bible didn't tell us to sit and look at those things. The Bible said to look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. Every time we see something happen in the world that we know is the Word of God being manifest, Christian soldier, don't get looking at that thing. All it should do is lead you to look up. Because everything is pointing to one thing. It's not pointing to communism ruling. It's not pointing to the Antichrist manifesting. It's all pointing that the coming of the Lord is at hand. And the bride hath made herself ready. Also, what it does is I believe any Christian really is beginning to feel what I think Noah began to feel during those 7 days when he had to wait. We know he was told by God, it's only going to be 7 more days. Now God has told us, Jesus Himself said, no man will know the day nor the hour. So I don't believe we'll have a revelation as pure and clean as far as Noah did. He knew 7 days, it's up. But we are still looking at the signs. We're still under the inspiration of the end time. And I'm sure Noah, towards those last few days, he began to get desperate. He began, I'm sure, to be very frustrated with his co-workers, with the men out in the field, the nice fella down there that didn't do nobody wrong, but yet he could not convince him that he had to get in the ark or he would die. And as the hours waned onto the last days, the Holy Spirit's speaking now. I hope you understand that this is something that He is trying to get us to believe. We've been far too superstitious. We've been like these Grecians too many times, looking at this thing and, we don't need to worry until I have this feeling. We're too superstitious. God has opened the seals. God has revealed His Word and everything is happening around us. We don't need to look for anything else. It's already upon us. We're not here to worship the unknown God. We know His name. We know His actions. We know what He's doing in this end time. Noah began to count down the hours, the days, but yet in all of that, Noah knew a man had to take his own free will and walk into the ark. He could not force them. And what does that begin to do to us? At least me as a pastor, you know, many times you begin to judge yourself. You judge your ministry and you ain't supposed to do this, but I'm a human just like any other man. You begin to judge it by how people respond. You begin to judge it by people making it back to church when all you do is tell them what the prophet said, that we should be here every time if we've got any love of God in our hearts. See, other churches might have excuses, but not in this place. You've heard the message of the hour, yet why is it so hard to do what the prophet said? Why is it so hard to believe that voice that was vindicated for years and years, and 50 years later, God is still coming around and vindicating what that prophet said? Not any of his words have hit the ground. Just as much as God held Samuel up before the people to where even when he was dead, he could still prophesy the word of God, and it came to pass. It's happening in our day. But you begin to realize, and I've said it, but we're humans. And we begin to base it on other things. You know, maybe if I would have said this, this person would overcome. Maybe if I would do this thing. No, it's not. If we do it according to God's blueprint, we will get the results supposed to. It's time for us as Christians to know that we have to be sold out to this word of God, that when this thing is all done, I might be the only one still believing it. It might not be a shouting meeting, but it's the truth. Are you that sold out yet, brother, sister, that you can hear the hard preaching and it don't make you cower in a corner repenting all day long, but you know that you're in Christ? You know that you're in the ark, that you're not afraid of the judgment because the judgment can't touch you. Noah wasn't afraid of that water coming. No, sir. If anything, there was always an expectation that it was almost done. You and I have struggled and labored, and some of you maybe more years than others, but none of us come close to Noah yet. Noah already lived how many years before he even heard from God? Then he had to wait 120 years for it to come to pass. And not just sit on his hands for 120 years like some of us want to do for maybe 50 years. Oh, just waiting for the coming of the Lord. That's not what Noah was doing. He's getting the ark ready. What's the ark in our day? It's Christ Jesus. It's the Word of God. We should be establishing the Word of God in our hearts. I'm to the point now where it's like I said, you can get frustrated thinking about it. People have been sitting in message churches for years and years, and they don't even know quotes. You tell them to turn to Jeremiah, and they flip back and forth, don't even know where it's at. I understand the new convert, you know, you're not familiar with that stuff, but God have mercy on us if we don't do what the Bible said. Study to show yourself approved. Come on, a workman that needs not to be ashamed. I'm not saying to be a legalist, but my, if you're in love, you spend time with that person. And this person is this word. This should not be collecting dust in your house. I'm telling you, you're not building the ark like Noah was. And you can say all day, well, I know I'm saved, I know I'm predestined, that's good. But if it ain't producing the Word of God, then you are outside the Word somewhere, because the Word can only produce the Word. The bride must make herself ready.
Amen.
I'm the bride. What are you doing? I don't know. When's the last time you prayed for somebody? I don't know. You read your Bible and pray every day? Now, that should be an easy one. I'm sorry. But as a Christian, God gave you the Holy Ghost. You should be able to read your Bible and pray every day. Because if you get any kind of revelation at all, I don't even want to walk without Him holding my hand. And I understand stumbling and falling and things like that, but I can say as a Christian, I've been serving Him since I was almost 9-10 years now, and I can't tell you a day I didn't pick up the Bible and read it. You say, man, you're kind of legalistic, Brother Andrew. No, something happened to me. I've had a change of appetite. Did you eat today? Why? Because you're a human. And humans eat food. Guarantee the sinner watched his TV today. I bet he ain't missed a day in 40 years. Come on now. But for some reason, we want to have all this grace for the Christian. If anything, the Christian ought to outshine the dedication to the Word of God that some sinner does to a football game.
Hallelujah.
I told you something stirring in the Spirit today. You know why? What if we wake up tomorrow and it's done? You'd appreciate the Word now instead of getting all, you know how we do, oh man, why is he so hard on this? If it was really tomorrow, you'd say, praise God, I'm glad I was ready.
Amen.
I'm glad I got that evil out of my heart.
Uh-huh.
I'm glad I didn't stay lukewarm on that day.
Amen.
Say you're predestinated all you want to. If you ain't ready, you ain't the bride.
That's right.
That's it. Why? The Bible said, the bride hath. She was sitting there, bouquet in her hand, dress all the way across her. All the jewels that God told her to have on were on.
Amen.
She was prayed up, didn't need to go have fast prayer meeting on that day. She had already done that.
Amen.
I didn't say don't fast and pray. I'm just saying that when He comes, we ought to be ready. If you're trying to scurry to get ready, I'm here to tell you you're under the inspiration of this age, not of the bright age.
Amen.
There should be no scurrying about. We should be the only thing stable left in the world.
Amen.
Your walk with God ought to be like Enoch's, that no matter what's happening, you're walking with God.
Amen.
Paul came up to these Grecians. He said, I perceive in all things you're just too superstitious. And God have mercy, but I see this in the message all the time. Everybody's got some chill bump. Everybody's got a certain service where God's actually moving and when He ain't. Come on now. Everybody knows, oh, I know that was real speaking in tongues, but that over there, I don't know about that. They all know how to do everything, but they can't do it themselves.
Amen.
They all know how the preacher's supposed to preach, but God forbid if they ever get up and say something.
Come on.
He asked them to pray, and they said, you laugh, but I've seen it. I've seen a song leader get up there and said, you know what? I'm going to ask somebody I ain't asked before to pray. And he said, hey, brother so-and-so, would you come up here? Man has been in the mess his whole life. And you're going to tell me you got revelation? You don't even got enough love for God to go up and talk to Him in front of people. You ashamed. Woo! See, that shows that you're trying to be religious. You're trying to put on a show because you don't know how to pray. If you can talk to a person, you can pray to God. Because that's what it is.
Amen.
Oh, my. Being superstitious and being religious really ain't too far off.
All right. Amen. True.
Come on now. Because He came by, Paul, looking for some real believers. And He said, I beheld your devotions. So these weren't hypocrites. These were the people that at least made it to church. At least did something. That's more, I mean, we take that, we love that now because it's so hard to even get somebody to show up to the house of God. They can believe the message all they want. Oh, they'll be here Sunday probably. But don't you have no Sunday night services now? Whew, got no time for that. Got to rest. Well, I'm resting at church. I don't know about you because I can rest from the things of the world. I don't have to think about it. And, you know, we have that everywhere, but so much more in church, right? That's the whole reason we do this. We're supposed to be able to come together to help one another.
Right.
You know, there's a reason to have a church. You know, I understand that you're supposed to have the Holy Ghost and He's supposed to follow you where you go, but God still ordained this.
Right.
Why? So we could get in an atmosphere where there shouldn't be no funny feelings.
Right.
There shouldn't be no, I'm ashamed of praising or worried about somebody seeing me. Everybody here should love the Lord.
Amen.
And if somebody don't, they should be able to look around and see all these people love the Lord.
Yep.
But that's not what Paul saw. He saw some people that had a nice service, but they sure didn't know what they were talking about. They still had church. Come on. They still had, you know, order. They still believed the tapes. They still quoted the quotes. Got real quiet real fast, but that's okay. But yet when the prophet came by, he looked at it and says, you guys don't even know what you're doing. Singing to the unknown God. And I'm here to tell you that even in this message, as this crept in, they don't even know who He is anymore. Brother Branham said besides getting saved, obviously you need a revelation that you're saved. But he said the revelation you need to know is who Jesus Christ is.
Amen.
That He's all God.
Amen.
He's not part God. He's not sort of God. He is God. That is the person of God. Jesus Christ, The man that walked in flesh, that was God showing us who he is.
Amen.
And God winked at ignorance in as you know, in the Old Testament until he came.
Amen.
And then he said, your cloak's gone. It's done. You might have been okay before, but there's been a turn. And you have to accept that I am he or you lost in your sins.
Amen.
And then God knew that there would be 2,000 years. We understand that the seed would be planted and there would be another age of ignorance that God would wink at. But in this day, he hasn't winked for 50 years. People act like, well, you know, they're believers. They just don't know about Brother Branham. Now, I understand as a man, don't go making us some cult or something. But you, if you don't know the word of your day, you're not in it. You can fight and stew and give me all this stuff that some Baptist is going to make the rapture. They're not going to. Why? Because you're either in the ark or you're not. There's not two. There's not three. The Holy Spirit leads to the truth.
Amen.
Or else Jesus lied. Or we don't have the truth. That's your two options.
Right.
I know we have the truth because it works from Genesis to Revelation without one deviate off the word at all. And the more I study this message, the more I read this Bible, the more it just unfolds and unfolds and unfolds that no man could do these things that were done. Not even just the miracles. Oh my, but what the miracles? Come on now. How many of you go to ask somebody a question, they hand you an envelope sealed up that's already got your questions written in it with answers. But see, God don't show off. He just does it to prove who he is. See, the word only goes for the elected. God is done winking at ignorance. He has now come on the scene. This should not have been happening. Paul was not satisfied with this. Why? The day of not knowing who God was gone.
Amen.
You call him Elohim. They use God now. They might have said Elohim, Jehovah, Lord. I don't know. But they didn't know him by name.
Right.
There were some Baptists a little further along the road. Come on. Got baptized according to John, looking for the Messiah. They at least trusted John's testimony. It was that man. But they still didn't identify with his name.
Right.
They still didn't realize how important this was.
Amen.
To where Paul came by and said, I'm sorry, boys, but everything you have right now is dung.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Come on.
And that's where you prove if you're a Christian or not. Because I either want it all or just let me quit now. See, that's where I'm getting at. It's starting to settle down in the church of God that if they ain't coming, too bad. Didn't like that one, did we? We love the Lord. We preach the word. But if they turn it down, there's nothing you and I can do about it. And I'm here to tell you, it will get worse and worse and worse. And if you think it's bad, try being the preacher that's witness to how many thousands of people that continually know that what you're saying's right. You pray and it happens. And they just go on. And they live down the road. And I ain't trying to belittle no one else. Because we all have those experiences. If you're fighting on the lines now. Now if you're a Christian that just hides and don't do nothing for God, well sure, you don't know what I'm talking about. But if you're out there trying to spread the word, it does begin. And we have to be ever so careful that it don't sear our hearts. Because I know that feeling. You're just like, well, I'm done witnessing it. But if they turn it down, look, you can't make them believe it. And in this day, we don't got time to fool around with that. Why? The Word is going to find the elected. And as the Word is in us, we begin to follow it. It'll lead you to rejection. Don't worry. People will turn you down. That it's done that in every age. But it's going for someone. You just keep preaching. Don't compromise.
Right.
That's what I'm trying to say. Don't give somebody halfway experience. Don't just wink at their ignorance. Either give them the truth or don't waste your time trying to help them, because nothing can help but the truth.
Amen.
Not this superstitions. Not this I can't say Brother Branham, or I got to be afraid that I believe God sent a prophet. I got to watch what quotes I say. If they are elected, they'll receive it.
Amen.
Brother Branham says this. He says, let me say something to you Christians down here. Don't you never stop for one second for the devil. Don't never reason it out. When you start to reason, the devil comes right in. You cannot reason God. You cannot understand God. You've just got to believe God. See, I can't explain it. Nobody can. I can't explain many things, but the only thing, I just believe it because he said so. Now, there's none of us can explain it. Don't try to explain it. Don't get with these unbelievers who say, well, now look, your pastor out there, Junior, I heard him pray for the sick. Now, you're all crazy down there. There's no such thing as divine healing. Say, all right, there isn't for you then. You're an unbeliever. And just walk right on. See, it's just for believers.
Amen.
See, you all say you got the Holy Ghost. There's no such a thing as the Holy Ghost. And don't you better be prepared. That doctrine is still in this message. Amen. That there's no Holy Ghost. How do they say? They ain't going to say that, but it's changed a little.
Sure.
We don't need to worry about having the power of God in our lives as long as you accept this message.
Right.
And they say accept it like, you know, that you're part of the church and you don't cause no trouble and you just follow anything we say. If you ain't got the Spirit on the inside producing works on the outside, you don't have it yet.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost is still here. He's here till the end of the age.
Amen.
Or else Jesus lied again when he said, I'll be with you till the end of the world. But I believe it. Don't ask me to explain it. How can we still get the Holy Ghost in this terrible age? I ain't here to explain it. I just believe it. And I see it happen. And it changes hearts. It changes lives. It's the greatest miracle that has ever happened when your human soul literally becomes quickened by the Word of God. And who you are is not the same. Now, you didn't get that by resisting the Word. You didn't get that by somebody compromising on the Word and you said, well, okay, I'll go with it halfway. No, you got full-fledged, jumped right in, said, push me into that water, I'll swim somehow.
Amen.
Don't ask me how. Can any of us explain it? How come every time you throw somebody in the water, they somehow get out of there? Why? Because the situation demands it. And don't tell me how to heal the sick. The Bible said it, and when we need it, it happens.
Amen.
Don't tell me how to get the Holy Ghost. Do what the Bible said, and it said that it will be given to you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
And as long as God's still giving, we're still preaching.
Yeah.
Amen. Well, you say you all got the Holy Ghost. There's no such thing as the Holy Ghost. Say, it isn't for you then. It is for me. Just go on, see? Don't reason. Don't try to reason it. It hasn't got no reasons. You just believe it. You don't reason a thing because remember, the only way that you can accept God is by faith.
Amen.
And aren't you glad for the message of the hour? How many times we skipped over Hebrews 11:1? Faith is a substance. We didn't know what that meant. But now we've got the revelation that faith is a reality. Faith is a sense so high you can't describe it in the other ones.
Amen.
It's me. Feel, taste, smell, hear, reasoning, conscious, affections. None of that can get there. It's just something that you know is. And it's so such a reality to you that you trust it more than everything you can see, you can feel, you can hear. I love having an anchor to my soul that when I begin to feel something in this body, maybe a pain or something, I don't got to submit to that. I've got something on the inside that said, He bore my iniquities. He bore my infirmities. I don't need to hold on to this, and I can drop that weight and move on and just feel just as good as I ever did. And it feels good in the physical, but how much more in the spiritual when something comes and it just rouses you all up and the devil says, you're going to have an attitude today. I've got something on the inside that says, nope, I don't have to have it. I've got joy unspeakable, full of glory. Why? Because I'm not winking at ignorance. I know this God in whom I have believed. I know Him by name, and He's an on-time God.
Amen.
And I don't got to go find Him. He lives in my heart. I don't worship the unknown God. I know Him so close, I'll tell you where He lives. I'll tell you His address. I'll tell you where I was with Him before the foundation of the world. I've known Him so long, you can't measure it in time no more. Ooh, glory. Might not like that kind of preaching either, but it's the truth anyhow. I was either in Him or I was not.
Amen.
Glory to God. To the unknown God, whom ye therefore ignorantly worship. So they were worshiping Him. That's why Paul wasn't just bashing them over the head. They were trying to praise God. But he brought the word. And he said, him I declare unto you. See, no compromise. Now here, boys, I'll take a little bit of your ideas and a little bit of your Baptist doctrine, or maybe your two soul, and we'll just kind of wiggle this together so we can have fellowship and things. Ooh, mercy. It's all right to maybe out to eat or something, but that's about it. Don't you compromise on the Word of God. If somebody tried, I'm telling you right now, it might look ever so innocent, but that's the devil's best move. To get you to reason the Word of God. Well, I believed I was sealed. Well, let me tell you, how did they anoint you? Well, he didn't anoint me this time. He just laid hands on me. Well, the Bible says you ought to have the elders come up. Using the Word, Satan's good at it. But maybe that day you didn't have faith for to have the elders come up and anoint you with oil. You just wanted hands laid on you. And then they'll come around and say, well, remember what Brother Branham said? The real Gentile way is just to receive it from just sitting there. You stuck up no good Pharisee. And then you got faith to move a fingernail. Hallelujah. I'm not ignorantly worshiping. Neither will I, with all the power that's within me, ever tell someone else to do that. Him, I declare to you. Who is this God that we serve? And even Jesus Christ, that's an offensive word anymore, but just start saying Brother Branham too. And the numbers go down even further. I ain't saying Brother Branham's Jesus Christ, but there's no revelation outside this message of the true God. Even oneness doctrine and all those things, ooh my, you need to go study that a little bit if you really think that's the same as this message, because it's nonsense. I don't believe that Jesus, when he was on the getting baptized on River Jordan, they believe he literally threw his voice into the air. And that's the voice that spake and said, this is my beloved Son. Why? Because all of God had to be right there. And God is so small, he has no ability to be on earth and in heaven at the same time. Ignorantly worshiping to the unknown God. But see, God didn't desire that. So don't go blaming God on this. God let them have ignorance for the season, but God promised, Revelations 10:7, in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished.
Amen.
And he opened the seals up and he showed us exactly who he was, who he is, the bride of Jesus Christ. I'm not afraid to say it. He opened up to show the bride that she was literally him.
Amen.
That Christ had never left the earth, even physically speaking, because he was always living in the bride of Jesus Christ. And even those who didn't know a thing about Jesus or the bride, he was living in them too. He's been here ever since Adam, down through Seth, down all the way to Abraham. They were all a part of the Word.
Amen.
And God winked at ignorance. He said, Moses, you get I am, but that's it. He said, Abraham, you get El Shaddai, but that's it, but not now. He said, I've opened up everything. I've opened up all the seals. And yet for some reason, here it comes. Our seals book ain't been touched. Our messages don't get opened. We don't even know what the seven seals are. Too many times. And I say we, but you understand I'm preaching now. This is the Word of God. And it's time for even the message we got to... that's what I'm trying to say more than anything. Noah had to get an individual level that I am where I'm supposed to be, even though it hurts me, it's killing me that see them all going to die. But God told me to be in the ark.
Amen.
He told me to come in the ark. He told me to wait 7 days, and that is my absolute. The rest of the world is ignorant, but God is not winking at that anymore. You either accept the word or you will perish. Hallelujah. And if you think you are frustrated, I think I'm frustrated, how about God? As Paul begins to rebuke these people. Look, your own poets have said that we're God's offspring. Yet you're still worshiping. You don't even know what he looks like. If we're his offspring, as you look at any nature, that means he must look like a man. But you're still worshiping beasts and cattle and posts and field goal posts and pigskins. and nice dresses and new hairdos and new houses and new cars. You're still worshiping all these things? He said, not of man's hands then, nothing you and I have done. Some churches, some pastors might have to go ahead and lay that down. I didn't build no church to get into glory. I ain't here to worship that. I've got a God that's a being like me. That's got feelings. That's got emotions. That speaks, that looks like a human, that wants interaction. We're not to think of the Godhead as wood and stone and stubble. We're here to think of Him as a living being. And who doesn't want themselves to be known? You ever thought of that for a minute? Why does a man do anything? So he can be known. Before, after he's gone. Why do they got monuments with people's names on? They don't want to be forgotten. Well, praise God, we don't got to worry about none of that. Because before there was even a memory for any of us to have, God already had me in His memory. But see, the revelation, God help us that we are not even to be ignorant of this anymore. The book has been opened. Look, and God, we think, so a lot of times we think this. You know, here's the seals, they're opened up, and here they are. Aren't they beautiful? That ain't how it was. The angel handed the book to John. Oh, praise the Lord. And he said, eat the book. Be the revelation. Don't be ignorant. Don't look at it from afar. Eat it. Well, it's okay if I don't understand this or that. It's not so bad. And I understand the truth of that thing, but I'm tired of hearing that. You know, seven seals this and blah, blah. You know, you just need to get back to the basics. That is the basics. You might be Noah and, you know, thinking, well, you know, this is a lot of work to get this ark fixed, just right and all this stuff. But that's the basics. Amen. Why? Because this is what God gave. Amen. Praise the Lord. He preached the word. He used their own doctrine for them. Your poets have said, you know, just think. I mean, the Bible said it too, but here, I'll use something you like. But I ain't compromising. I'm not going to pull something out of there that ain't true. I'm going to tell you the truth. Maybe your Baptist minister said one thing good, but I'm here to tell you I ain't going to follow him. And he went down, he said, you know, you've seen that. You know, we talked about that. You've worshipped these things, but you just said that we're His offspring, so He should look like us. And he gets all the way down. He says, and look, He's not even that far from you. You're trying so hard, yet the reason you're breathing is Him.
Amen.
The reason you can move is Him. Without the Spirit, there is no life. That's why, that's exactly why God had to be made flesh. Had God died in the Spirit, we'd all be dead. Because there's no life to go to anymore. So God, to make an atonement, had to become flesh and die physically, that way the Spirit could resurrect it. Hallelujah. And the first He hears, you know, He begins to tell Him the truth and says, you know, there's going to be a resurrection. A bunch of sinners are going to be judged if you don't accept this. And that's when you get the people that started mocking Him. And saying, yeah, okay, Paul. Much learning made you mad. You know, it sounded pretty good until you started talking about judging my sin. I heard, you know, Pastor Jones said, I'll be all right. You know, I just believe Jesus. I sit in a message church. I'll be all right. There ain't no big deal. Don't try to convict me and get me an altar. I don't need that no more. Yeah, Brother Branham never got away from the altar even. And I ain't trying to compare a man to a man, but I guarantee that I need to be there more than he did. You might think whatever of that statement, but I just respect him that much. When I hear the things that he did just to get his mind off for a little bit, I think, Lord, can I flip-flop it? You know, the percentage I'm messing up, can I do the other way and things? But I thank God for His grace. He's given us an assurance. And every day I'm to make myself ready. That's where we're at now. Not only as an individual, but to recognize the time. That today, God is not wanting me to be ignorant of His will. I need to know that I'm in His will. I need to know that I'm walking in His will. I don't need to worry about 10 years from now. There might not be 10 years from now. I don't need to worry about tomorrow. There might not be a tomorrow. I don't need to worry about bed tonight. I might just keep walking and never even go to sleep. See, how many of you actually believes that? That's the thing. God, let that live in our being. Let the bride of Christ awaken to who she is and to walk in the Spirit. at all times. Amidst of all that, there was those that mocked. There's those that said, you know, it sounded pretty good. We'll hear you maybe another time. But I love that verse. There's some men that clave to Him. I love that word, clave. They weren't just hanging out. They're saying, oh, this is it. This is it. I've been looking my whole life. I've been doing all this religious stuff. No. That ain't nothing. You know, we're worshiping Ephesus or Diana and all this stuff. This is all nonsense. This man has got the Word of life. And they clave to Him. And believed. They probably couldn't understood a thing Paul said, but they didn't need to. They needed to believe it. Come on now. Believe it. Faith is a reality. And when you believe by faith, you already possess it. You don't need to figure it out. You already have it now. If you already have faith, you've already got healing. You've already got joy. You've already got peace. You've already got a rapture.
Amen.
You've already got a redeemed soul. You've already got a new body. And you're already going there.
Amen.
I thought I'd turn some pages today, but I guess I'm not going to. This is all I've ever got to today. Praise the Lord. Now God sends the truth because the world is in darkness. And they go through phases, just like the sun and the moon. You know, we get into darkness light. Brother Branham called it the cycle of revival. And here we are. Now look, we are in a day of light. In the evening time, it shall be light. That is, thus saith the Lord, there's no way that the light of the gospel in its pureness is not shining right now, or else the word of God failed. I don't care. You're going to call me a cult follower all you want to. The word of God said that in the evening time, there'd be light. That Malachi 4 would restore the word, and that Jesus could not come back until it was restored.
Amen.
Now that it has been, how? The seventh angel. Not the eighth. Not later on. It had to be the seventh angel to do it. And he did it. Why? God said so. God, we know the Lamb broke the seals, but He's the one that handed the book down and said, go preach it. We were in darkness. I'm just going to preach tonight. The world was in darkness. It was in chaos. And it was just, didn't know what to believe. If you ever have ever been outside, you appreciate this message more. When you realize, what in the world was I to believe? I was in Louisiana one time driving down the street, and my goodness, there was every single church on every single road. Where do you go? What's the difference between the Rock of Ages, Southern Baptist, Pentecostal, Church United, and something? Where am I going to go? But then God brings the truth. Those aren't arcs. Those are leaking ships. And they look great. Oh my, they probably got better, you know, deacon boards. Probably more programs for the youth. You can program all you want to. Right? You don't program a Christian. They have to live a Christian. You program a computer. You program a robot. You don't program Christians. They're living beings.
Amen.
They've received a living being. And He makes them live His life. And God sent His light in this day. What was it? The opening of the seven seals. Even Brother Branham himself, if you even read the quotes, hindsight's 20/20, he's back there in 62, 61, preaching very similar things, saying very similar things. But even he said, it's a new book to me. Why? Because the reality of it wasn't there till the seals opened up. You look up when Brother Branham said, since the opening of the seven seals. And he said seven. Not six. Christ is revealed in His own word, 65. So we see the evening lights here. In the evening time it shall be light. So the light is here. Amen. We're not waiting for it. It's already shining now. No more ignorance. See, you're ignorant of things in the dark. You don't know what's true in the dark. But once the light's shining, there's no more room for ignorance. And that's why God is not winking anymore, because there's plenty of light shining.
Amen.
That's why Brother Branham said, why does this foolish virgin in this day have to go through the tribulation? Is because they rejected such a vindicated message when they should have believed it. So we see can you see it?
Amen.
Amen. Good. And what does it do to have light? if you don't have any eyes to see how to get around in it.
Yep.
Now that's where predestination comes into it. Because the light is shining all around the world. But yet we look around and see people walking in darkness all the time. Why can't they see? They're blind. You can't blame a blind man for not seeing, even when the light's turned on. Even when you clearly can see it and you tried to explain it to him, as we talked about Noah. It's very frustrating. You try to explain the difference between blue and red to a blind person. There's just no way to do it. There's no words to describe. Why? You're living in a different sense than what he understands. And don't. It's to the point now you can't even have real fellowship with a Baptist. Come on now, Pentecostal. And even those that are going off in tangents. And it's coming to fruition, isn't it? Off this message. It's not lasting. It can't last. The only thing that can last is the pure Word.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory to Jesus.
But it's open. It's clear. And if God's giving you the Holy Ghost and you don't see it yet, I'm here to tell you, you need to claim the promise. I am not to be ignorant. I am to know who I am.
Amen.
I'm to know why the seals were opened. I'm to understand these things because it wasn't given for the world. It was given for the bride.
Amen.
What is the evening light? The light comes on to reveal something. Is that right? If there's something here you feel, you can't understand what it is. I believe that's what Brother Branham, he knew it was there. We're talking about different senses now. You can feel it, maybe taste it, smell it, but it's different when you can finally see it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You can feel, you can't understand what it is in the darkness, then turn a light on. It's to reveal. What's Malachi 4 to do? Do the same thing. What was the opening of the seven seals to do? Where all these denominations staggering around in this, it is to reveal, bring out. And if you haven't got any eyes, then what's the use to reveal? There has to be eyes first to see. That's what I was trying to get out as far as predestination. Brother Branham even said that. If you go and God, He's leading you to evangelize to somebody, and you start going in serpent seed and stuff, and they're just rejecting, the election's off. You need to move on.
Right.
You say, how can I do that? How did Jesus do it? You have to obey the will of the Father. Jesus came to save every one of them, but even some He could not save. And we have it in mild form too, right there in the Bible, where He went to a city and said there's some He could not heal. Why? Because they didn't accept Him. Amen. Doesn't mean there's anything wrong with the Messiah. Doesn't mean there's anything wrong with this Word. You put your soul on it. If you hear anything out of my voice, you put everything you have onto believing this Word that we've been given. It will see you through. Actually, it is seeing you through, because I believe you got it. Amen. Excuse me. If you haven't got any eyes, then what's the use to reveal? There has to be eyes first, see. Is that right? To reveal Malachi 4? To reveal St. Luke 17:30, the revelation of the Son of Man? God made flesh again? Come on. St. John 14:12, the works that you do, or I do, shall you do also? And even greater, how many times we stumbled and wonder how in the world is that possible? But now you see that you are literally the same makeup that He was, so it's no mystery to us. The even lights come, quicken that seed that was the same Word that was Jesus Christ, and it has to do the same thing.
Amen.
Now why it does greater was His choice. He didn't have to say it, but He did. Greater works than this shall you do. Why are we downplaying miracles then? Come on, we should believe more than we've ever believed. We should believe for greater things than we've ever believed in. Brother Branham said, I believe that limbs will be restored.
Amen.
And we act like, well, God could heal your little ache there, but maybe not. I've got more faith in Him than that.
Amen.
Amen. The opening of the seventh seals and the seventh angel's message. To open up, to reveal when the evening lights come. Let me read you scripture. John 3:18. He that believeth on Him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil.
Amen.
For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. And many sinners are beginning to realize the catch-22 of their decision-making. They can't do anything without the light, but they know if they go to the light, they'll have to repent of their sins. And they don't want to do that. So they're stuck in a limbo. They're stuck in a dismal day. It's not dark, it's not black, it's not white, it's not anything. It's just a mess. But in the evening time, it shall be light.
Amen.
And the light has come, and it's quickened the Word of God and the Bride of Jesus Christ. And she's walking in the midst of a world that thinks it's dark, saying, what are y'all talking about?
Right.
They're saying, there ain't nothing to be happy about. Looking around, he's saying, there's everything to be happy about. They're saying, there's no peace anywhere. You know, everything's war and turmoil and stuff. He's like, I got peace everywhere.
Amen.
Though 1,000 fall on my side and 10,000 on this side, it'll never come nigh me.
Amen.
And they look at you like you're kooky, but see, here's the difference. I can tell that they're a blind guy. You know, you wouldn't, if a blind man was trying to convince you that there wasn't a cliff there, and you're sitting there looking at it saying, you can walk if you want to, but I'm not. See, we get afraid too much of the absolute of the Word of God that we won't put our faith in it. We'll put it in someone else that we think's got sight. If God's giving you the Holy Ghost, you put all your life into that.
Amen.
Everything. Believe God. He will lead and guide you. Not the pastor.
Amen.
Not your mother.
Right.
Not your brother. Not your sister. Not your cousin. Not your daughter. Not your son.
Right.
You will be led by Him.
Amen.
And if God has given you sight, why would you ever be afraid that a blind man could lead you? You see it now? The evening light's come. There is no ignorance anymore to the believer. Questions I used to have, I have the answer. Because I'm in Him.
Amen.
That's right. Amen. And you say, can you explain it? I'm not talking about that. I ain't talking to dwelling on reason. I'm talking about faith. I know all things. Why? He said I did.
Amen.
You have need to know me and teach you, for you know all things.
That's
right. That's right. The Word's the absolute. Amen. Let's go to 1 John. I'll just close on this. 1 John 1:6. I was like, there ain't no John 6. 1 John 6. If we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sins. Now that's either, thus saith the Lord, or it isn't. People think, that's what I'm saying, we give these excuses, and God help us, but we always do it for our friends, don't we? Now I understand that they can get there just for being nice to you. I know what the prophet said about that, but don't give me that it's a rapture. You either got the Holy Ghost or you don't. You're not going to get in the rapture believing something else. God don't send something to prepare people and there be another way to do it. Okay? That's the problem you start running into. But let me read you what Brother Branham says here. Visible union, the bride of Christ. And you just let a real born-again Christian, a real servant of God, hear that Word of God, and He'll come right out through every denomination to that real fertile ground by the Word, the bedding ground. He'll just do it. Do you got to push Him? No. You got to pull Him. You got to twist Him. You got to promise Him a whole bunch. You got to, you know, beat Him over the head about it. They'll just do it. Because they have to. Because they're not just receiving the Word. They are the Word.
Amen.
I don't know how He does it. God has ordained it to be done. You was deceived in the beginning by your first marriage. Now you know what's true. Just like I said, the eagle, when he heard the bridegroom's voice, he went to it. The anointed, vindicated Word of God for the last day. Noah was vindicated Word for his day. Do you believe that? Well, his message won't work today. Moses was a vindicated Word of his day. Do you believe that? It won't work now, for now. John was a vindicated Word. You believe that? It says congregation, but I guess it just meant a few sisters in the church. Congregation says amen is what I just read. Amen. You believe it?
Amen.
It wouldn't work in the days of Jesus. Certainly not. No, sir. The law and the prophets were until John. Since then, the kingdom of heaven. The apostles, them who set forth the Bible. Here come Luther out in Reformation, his words, that his church won't work today. Wesley's won't. Pentecostals won't. It worked in their day. But it's another day. This is the opening of the seven seals. I know it sounds strange to you, but God has vindicated so perfectly, there's no question in it. Just perfectly. I ain't scattering that to the local assembly here. I'm speaking to the people out across the nation. Aren't you glad?
Amen.
See, do you want, do what you wish to. Now notice the anointed word of His day of which you are a part by predestination. You immediately like knew when you heard that, you knew right quick that you was an eagle. You couldn't believe it no more. You just dropped all that other stuff. I don't care where you came from. I mean, even the world or Pentecost or whatever. All that just dropped off. And everybody looked at you stupid. You're like, I don't know what to tell you. I can see it now.
Amen.
And not only see it, but I've got eagle's wings.
Amen.
And they look at you like, you're stupid. You never got off the ground. I've been with you 50 years. And you say, well, no, that's fine, but you won't see me here too longer. And just the time where you go to vindicate it to them, what do? Go back to the things of the world. Don't even see you taking off to the sky. But don't worry about it. You ain't got no time to deal with no chickens. Get up there because mama voice already screamed out. Get up in there. Get up in there. We've already had the voice come. Come up here. Don't stay down there and later see it. Don't stay bound up with some doctrinal debate with somebody. It's either the word or it ain't.
Amen.
It's either life or it's death. And life has come. And it was the light of men.
Amen.
It was the Holy Ghost moving through the predestination of God through every soul that would believe it. Hallelujah. Notice the anointed word of His day of which you are a part by predestination. You immediately like knew. When you heard that, you knew right quick that you was an eagle. You also realized that you wasn't a denominational chicken to begin with. You were a hypocrite out there. Glory to God. If I could just get the Christians to realize that when they're a hypocrite, they think the other way. They think they're being fake as they try to be a Christian. No, you're being fake as you become a sinner and make mistakes. That's you being a hypocrite because that man's dead. If you're in Christ, that man's dead. How are you going to be a dead man? He's dead. I've been resurrected. I'm a new man. I ain't no chicken. I ain't no dead man. I've always been alive. I've always been in God. I was there from the foundation of the world and I'll always be there. Don't ask me to explain it. I can't even reason that in my own head. And don't you try it either. Just to let you know, your head will blow up. It can't handle it. That's why we need new bodies. How do you understand no tomorrow? No yesterday? No, we don't got a clue about that. How do you understand all happiness? Think about that for a minute. You think, well, it'll get boring after a while. No, no, no such thing as that.
Right.
All new, never old.
Right.
Explain that to me. I don't know, but I believe it.
Yeah.
And the taste that I've had in this life is enough to attract my attention that I want it. Don't ask me to explain the millennium or the new world or what heaven is all about. All I want to scream from the top of my voice is you want to be there.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, glory to God. I got to read one more. I'm sorry. Hallelujah. Brother Bram says that, but I can say it too. Praise our God. Hallelujah. I'm sure you see what I'm talking about. Talking about the wave sheaf. And brother, you understand. It was waved over the people, and the first time there will come forth for the bride age, for a resurrection out of dark denominationalism, will be a message that the full maturity of the word has turned back again in its full power and being waved over the people by the same signs and wonders that He did back there. Because I live, ye live also, speaking to His wife.
Amen.
See, it looks like He's saying it to everybody, but the bride knows that was really for me.
Amen.
Amen. Because I live, ye live also. What a resurrection that was. And what a resurrection this is. To be quickened from the dead. To be made alive in Christ Jesus by God's quickening power. Let's stand together tonight. Praise Your name, Lord. Feel free to worship Him. He's here tonight. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. How grateful we ought to be that God gave us eyes to see. Shine on me. Shine on me. It's... I had the number earlier. I didn't write it down. That's all right. Oh, hallelujah. Don't forget why we came to the house of the Lord. We receive His Word, but we're here to see it manifest in our midst. Say, God, I'm not here to see sin or unbelief or doubt manifest in me anymore. All that's gone. Faith in the Word of God. Lord, I want to believe like never before. If you've got a physical ailment, I'm here to tell you the Word is shining today. You don't have to leave that way. Believe the Word of God. Believe it for yourself. Take the promise that it's yours, that God sent it to you. Christian friend, don't let the devil talk you out of the Holy Ghost. If God's given it to you, you stand against Him. Resist Him. He can't beat you. He can't make you doubt the Word. Don't let Him try. Don't go flirting with that stuff with unbelievers that's getting you all worked up and getting you to reason and doubt. Throw that away in the trash. You feed on this Word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise You, Lord. Don't just worship tonight. Just worship and praise Him. Praise Him. Hallelujah. He came by tonight. What do you want to do with Him here? I want to lift Him up.
Yes.
I want Him to know how much I appreciate Him. That He gave me eyes to see. That He gave me a heart to believe. That He gave me faith to know that this Word is true. He didn't let some church get me all messed up. He gave me the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Just let it shine tonight. Just worship Him any way you feel led right now. If you want to go ahead and sing, do that. Just worship. That's the thing. Get out of your flesh. Forget about all that. Give God praise tonight with all your heart. Rest in the Shekinah glory as He bays over you with His presence. The Word's come. The seed's been sown. You've received it tonight. Now the water of God's Spirit is here. Let it just quicken joy, quicken peace, healing. Every redemptive promise He's given you tonight. Let frustration get pushed out. Just let it go right out of your heart, out of your mind, and right out the door. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Oh, praise You, Father. Shine on us, Lord. Thank You for shining the light. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, there's such a faith in the building. Don't let the devil tell you ain't got it. You've got it. You've received this light. Now, don't try to reason with it. Just believe that. How many times have I seen the Spirit get on somebody? They start saying, oh, I'm going to get a little out of order. That's perfectly in order when the Holy Ghost is on you. I feel liberty to say that sometimes some of you are going to speak in tongues, but then you start trying to think of something to say. That ain't what you're supposed to do. Just start saying. Just say what the Spirit says. Say, I don't know what I'm saying. That ain't what you're supposed to be saying. If you're saying it, that ain't got no power. But if the Holy Spirit says it, that all heavens is behind that word. Oh, glory to God, He's here. Thank You, Lord. Open our eyes to truth, Father, like never before. Oh, God, let the light shine through our hearts and minds and souls. Praise His glorious name. Praise His name. Thank You, Lord. You're worthy, Jesus. Oh, if you could just believe it with all your heart. This is not Brother Andrew. There's someone here in the building tonight. Oh, thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Lord. Praise You, Father. Thank You, Lord, for restoration. Thank You for the Word of God.
Yes.
Oh, let those strongholds come crumbling down. It's just the devil's illusion anyways. You're not bound if you got the Holy Ghost. The devil's just lying to you. Praise Your name, Father. Praise Your name. Hallelujah. In this atmosphere of faith, just shield yourself to the Holy Ghost now. Whatever He wants you to do, don't be afraid. You've got full liberty here to do what God says. Thank You, Lord. You just got to speak the Word. You speak it. You don't got to be ashamed. Speak the Word. I believe it. I believe the same Word that preaches through me can speak a word right through you to your situation. Can call a soul out of dark denominationalism and say, come to this light. Praise You, Lord. Praise You, Lord. Don't be ashamed of the Word of God. When God begins to move on you, yield to that. Oh, praise You, Father. Father. Praise you, Lord. And all things are possible, church. The light's shining here right now. And I do feel led to have an altar call. Thank you, Lord. Brother, sister, if there's a doubt in your experience, you repent right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Get that wicked heart of unbelief cleaned up by the blood of Christ. You denounce your doubt. You denounce your fears. Thank you, Lord. Don't pick it back up. Leave it there in the blood, and the blood will annihilate it. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Father. Oh, I thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your faithfulness, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Father. Oh. Praise you, praise you, praise you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, there's a Pentecost right here in this room right now. A sound like a mighty rushing wind going right through here. I don't even know if it was God making the wind. It was probably just them starting to praise and to worship God. Hallelujah. Where even angels looked around and said, you ever seen anything like that? We've been praising for eons, but look at that down there. Oh, hallelujah. They're singing about redemption. We don't know anything about, what are they talking about down there? And here we are, we were in darkness, but we've come to the glorious light. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for helping me tonight. Yes. Thank you, Jesus, being so mindful, Lord, and even my needs. You know my heart, Lord. You know I want the people to have the word. And thank you for helping me to get a sign that you could speak tonight. Thank you, Lord, for never failing. Hallelujah, Jesus. Even in my doubt, Lord, you're still faithful. You can't deny yourself. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Don't let it disrupt the service. You keep pressing right on in. Keep pressing right on. Just worship like never before. He said, I've never done this before that the Holy Spirit's leading you to. Go ahead. You're more than able. Take the land, Christian church. Take back joy. Take back peace. Take back your loved ones. Take back that experience of 20 years ago and say, I'm closer to God now than I've ever been. I believe God more now than I ever have. Yes. If you do have a need, and you'd like to have prayer tonight, you'd like hands laid on you, you'd be more than welcome to do that. But please act quickly as the Spirit's moving. If He's leading you to do that, do it now. He's leading you to accept it right there. Do it now. I'm here to tell you, we wait until, but until has come. That's it, sis. Keep right there. Just keep going. Don't stop short. Keep praising. Keep walking right into that. That's the Holy Spirit. You're not a fanatic. That's what God's promised to us.
Hallelujah.
Oh, praise you, Father.
You're my everything. And I find you're not too visible.
Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Praise you, Lord. Praise Him now.
Thank you,
hallelujah.
Jesus.
Worship Him in the Spirit and in truth. The truth's come. The Holy Spirit's here.
Praise.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
God.
Father.
Thank you, Lord God.
Oh,
glory to God. Glory to God in the highest. Redemption's come here tonight.
Praise you, Jesus. Glory. God.
Sons of God.
I praise you, Jesus.
Standing in the midst of our Creator.
Hallelujah, Father.
Ruling and reigning with a rod of iron.
Hallelujah, 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 Jesus. Thank you,
Father. Oh, praise you, Jesus.
Yes, I bless thy name.
What a life, Lord. What a truth.
Hallelujah, hallelujah,
praise
hallelujah.
You, Jesus.
Glory,
let that
glory.
Light keep shining right through you, brother.
Jesus, I praise you.
Jesus. Don't hold on.
Jesus.
Let that darkness go.
I praise you, Lord.
Let it go.
Jesus,
don't tell him you still love that thing. Let it go.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. Just listen to him, children. He's telling you the right
Hallelujah,
thing.
Jesus. Praise you.
Don't let the devil get you on a reasoning track.
Jesus.
Faith. God said it. I believe it. He revealed it to me here in March 3rd, whatever it is, 2015. It's the word of God for me. And I receive it. Thank you, Lord God. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, praise you, Lord. Oh, what a breakthrough. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, there ain't no devil staying around this place. There ain't no devil. Don't you hold on no sickness. Don't you hold on no pain. Don't you hold no unbelief. There ain't no devil can stay around here. Now let the Holy Spirit come. Let him seal up those things that he's been cast out of. Let him seal the door up to where the devils can't come back. Yes, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Glory to God. Knock it shall be opened. Find that peace tonight, brother, sister. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, my.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Jesus. Jesus. I love you. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. Oh, praise you. Praise you, praise you. What an atmosphere. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Woo. You're the reason.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, praise you. Like I said, if you want to sing and worship, go ahead. Go ahead. Let the Spirit be your leader tonight. Not even me as your brother. I love you with all my heart. But the Holy Spirit's here to lead you now. I'm handing the service over to him.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise I see.
You're the reason I raise my hands. You're the reason I breathe, Lord.
I love
you're the reason
you,
I exist. My you're my everything, Lord Jesus. Is that your desire? Express it to him tonight. I love you, my Lord, with all of my heart.
Oh, you are my everything. You're the reason I sing.
Getting a little drunk,
hallelujah.
That's all right. You're not a fanatic.
I know the reason.
That's that wine stimulating.
Oh, I love you.
Appreciate him for a little bit for being here right now.
I love you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
I love you, Father.
Hosanna.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah to the King.
Jesus. Hallelujah,
Father. That stands in our midst tonight.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, Father. Oh, my Father, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father. Oh, my God. My God, I love you, Jesus.
Yes,
praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 Father. Oh, my God, I love you, Jesus. I praise thy name. I praise
you.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Oh, my Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
I love you. I love you, my Jesus. I love you, my Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah.
Jesus. Jesus.
Oh,
Jesus. Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus. Jesus.
We're standing on holy ground.
Thank you, Lord.
We
are standing.
Oh, believe it now.
Let us pray. Jesus.
Lift you up, Lord.
Hallelujah, Father. We are standing.
Yes,
Lord. On holy ground. Yes, Jesus. Let us praise Jesus now. Oh, we are standing in His presence on holy ground.
With all your heart.
Oh, we are standing.
My love divine.
Glory, glory.
I've been reading.
Keep singing that. Just keep singing that.
I've been reading. I've been reading. I've been reading. Oh, I've been reading.
Believe it now. Come on.
I've been reading. I've been reading. I've been reading. Oh, yes.
Oh, I've
been reading.
All right, let's sing this time.
Oh, I've been reading. My love divine. Oh, glory, glory. Christ is mine. All to Him I now reside. I have been reading.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Give me a clap of praise. Look at that ark and say, it looks kind of old and smelly in there. Just get on the inside for a little while.
Yeah.
Aren't you glad you made it to church tonight?
Yes.
Glory to God. When you get on your loved ones and stuff, don't you just wish you'd get them to come see what it's all about? Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. What a time. What a time. Don't you just feel so much better? I mean, this is where we're going. This is where I'm going to go live here. I'm not going to just come and go. This is where I'm going. You going? Now I know. I'm holding my token. It's already punched. Paid for. Signed by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. But when He said, you want the Holy Ghost? And I said, yes. I wrote my name right next to it.
I am blessed.
I'm not here right now. You might think I am.
That I
yes.
I'm blessed. When I wake up in the morning.
About to let Brother Alexander know y'all paved a good way for him.
I am blessed.
In case you forgot, you can stay and worship all you want tonight. That's fine. Before we go, I just want to make sure Brother Alexander will be here Sunday. Following Sunday, Brother Josiah, so keep those in prayer. I don't know. I'm feeling good, brother. Brother, sister, yes.
When I wake up in the morning, when I lay my head to rest, I am blessed. I am blessed.
Amen. Hear that, sister? Been having a headache all day, all worried, up and stressed. Shoulders been hurting her. God's come and delivered her right here in the service. Hallelujah! You almost didn't come. See, Christian?
That's right.
You think it's just mean old pastor getting on you? Overcome that thing. Get to church. It's the devil.
Oh, I am blessed. I am blessed.
Oh, my, that just helps me out. You go ahead and praise. That's all right. I can't thank Him enough for what He's done. You felt half as good as I do right now. You feel pretty good.
And I lay my head to rest. I am blessed.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
I am blessed.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the word, Father. Thank you for the truth. Thank you, Lord, that we can have real
revival.
Real love.
Oh, when I wake up in the morning, or I lay my head.
Well, this preacher ain't gonna make it no longer. So, if you want to stay and worship, you go ahead. I'll hand the service over to Dad. God bless you tonight.
I am.
He already did, but I think He's gonna keep doing it. Because you're His. God bless you. I love you. Have a good night.
Every day.
Go ahead.
That I live, I am blessed.